Welcome to No Direction Beyond, your source for Starfinders news and interviews. I'm Alexander Gunas, No Direction's everyman gamer, and I'm joined, as always, by the most intrepid Starfinder this side of the multiverse, James.
I'm James. I used to write Code Switch.
And speaking about multiverse, we have something a little bit different for you, because now we've reached across time and space and brought two special No Direction people from other parts of the network here for tonight's special actual play episode. I'm very happy to introduce our... Gosh, what is your title now?
Director of Logistics.
Yeah, our Director of Logistics.
The Director of the Network now. There's no other director.
Ryan Costello.
I used to read Code Switch.
And we're also joined by the ever admirable Lauren.
My new title is the dust under the shelves in the back room that somebody needs to sweep up. That's my No Direction title.
So originally we had a fourth guest planned for today's show. There is currently a storm sweeping through their home, so we don't have them. It's just the four of us wonderful No Direction vets here for you live, as we're going to do something a little bit different than what James and I typically do. Isn't that right, James?
Yeah. Should I switch the screen?
Yeah, switch the screen. Show the people who are watching live on Twitch TV the magic of actual play podcasting.
And basic, like, teenager level ability to use OBS, which I'm just reaching. Woo.
Yeah, so I put together a very small little adventure so we can show off some of the Starfinder 2 mechanics. I also have places where I've incorporated stuff in Pathfinder 2nd Edition so that you can see how things play together. And my goal is that this is going to be about a typical length episode, so we're going to start rocking and rolling right here off of the bat. Akaton is a planet that is known for its decline. A long time ago, it was pretty hopping. You had a really great business booming with all sorts of like rare mineral farms. And then about, I guess, almost like a couple decades ago now, maybe, ever since the advent of drift engine travel, really, if we want to go back even farther, Akaton has not been doing so great because its primary export is no longer needed. So it's really not much of a surprise to any of you that as you're walking down the road to your next gig, that this pizza shop that you found yourself in front of looks like it's seen not even better days, maybe better years. Decades. It's run down, rusty, old, and covered in red dust. It's nighttime out right now on Akaton. You can see one of its two moons in the sky, and the other one's probably not too far away. Meanwhile, the door, the light in front of you is kind of flickering as the sign that says Shelley's Pizza Jamboree is standing on is up there. There's like a cartoon character version of a Skittermander that's like blinking in and out in a blue shade of a color. All of you are here because there was an opening for a job that maybe you needed pretty badly. Why don't you tell me a little bit about why your character is here, James?
Because I like $12. My name is Keith Lawman, and I'm not a space pirate. Wink. After my last job got noticed by people that it shouldn't be noticed by, I needed to lay low and get bus fare to somewhere else. Start anew.
Well, you picked the right planet for laying low, that's for sure. But Ryan, you don't seem like the type that really wants to lay low. You seem like you want to be high on the stage, is that right?
That's right. I used to be a gladiator and I had a pretty impressive record. In fact, I even installed an app into my system, because I'm an Android, that displayed my win-loss record on my face, but it only had one digit. And so after my 10th victory, I was reset to zero. I became a laughingstock, and now I need to find any other job out of the limelight. And I cannot reset it because that would technically be tampering with my records, which would get me double disbarred from the gladiator arenas.
That's absolutely right. But Lauren, you don't seem like the type of person who cares too much about being disbarred, right? You've already had your glory days in the sun.
Well, look, Alex, I'm going to take just a little bit longer than you wanted me to for this, because you gave me a challenge. You gave me a challenge. You said, Lauren, come do this, but you have to make a Viking. And I'm thinking here, Starfinder, Viking. I can't just like carry like a round shield, you know, to the beaches of Normandy, right? So I'm like, okay, how do I make a sci-fi Viking? So instead of running up on longships, I'm like, okay, well, in naval battles, maybe you storm the breaches of enemy capital ships. So that's what I put together. I've put together like a sci-fi Viking who, you know, carries like a big plasma looking shield and like storms the breaches on capital ships as part of like the Navy. So I was part of, so my character is Staff Sergeant Parda Valakir, who is retired. Retired from the Navy a long time ago, like 30 years ago. She's been out for a while. She's forgotten more than these new recruits will ever know. And, you know, you get kind of bored when you're retired, so she might have started, you know, gambling a bit, and she might have developed a drinking problem if we're keeping score. And now there's some loan sharks who are ready to bash her knees in if they don't get paid. So, you know, I gotta start working again. You know, I'm too old for the service. So, I mean, I saw this ad in the Scream Sheets, and hopefully it'll get the job done.
Well, you know what? For an ex-military woman and a space pirate looking to lay low and a gladiator, there really isn't anywhere better to look than a help wanted ad for a bodyguard. And that's exactly what this place has been asked for. So this is where you find yourself on this evening. It's cold. The sand blistered winds scrape across your armor very unpleasantly, and it chills just a little bit, just enough to be uncomfortable. What do you do while you're at the front door and you see the three of you assembled, probably meeting for the first time?
So are you responding to that job too?
Yeah.
So you might as well get out of here because this job is mine.
I mean, they wanted three people, so.
I'll do the work of three people.
So Parda is a Lashunta, so I've got like those little, you know, like psionic tendrils that come out of my head. But she's also got like very gray, like hair that is very like military, no nonsense cut. And even though she smells a little like liquor, but I do have like a flamethrower just in case things get a little hot.
I see.
Yeah, and it should be fine. I mean, hopefully, you know, we just walk through this, make some easy money, leave, maybe steal any pizza that's left over.
Good idea, faceless void that is speaking to me.
What do you mean, faceless void? I'm Keith. You've known me. We go way back, like 8 minutes.
I want those 8 minutes back.
8 minutes I'll never get back.
You're conversing for a bit when suddenly the doors open and standing in the doorway is a halfling in a very nice little vest with a white shirt and a daintily tied bow tie. He has graying hair kind of parted and a very sharp jawline as he looks up to you with his fingers pressed up against you. Like, oh, excellent. My bodyguards are here at last. Welcome, please come inside. Come inside right away.
I didn't know. I already understand why somebody
wants to kill this guy. We went very different directions.
my, look at this dapper little fellow.
Move my token. There we go. Okay, I had targeting on.
Yeah, you could click your token and use the arrow keys to move them, or you can drag them, whichever is more convenient.
Ooh, arrow keys.
For those of you who aren't watching live, we are using Foundry for our games. Foundry is fun. I use that for my home Teenage Wasteland game. It was definitely the tool that I wanted to use to make this. But yeah, use the arrow keys, or you can click and drag, whichever is easier. As the halfling walks, he says, excellent, excellent. I need you to guard this place. You see, lots of hooligans come to play with the many things here in this old playground for children. Yes, children. Come inside, please.
The body we're guarding is the restaurant?
Yes, yes, yes. You are bodyguarding the restaurant. More importantly, the three priceless bodies over here. Let me show you. Yes. Our stars. Our greatest attractions. And he goes over to this stage that's like, it looks like for a children's performances at like a tacky restaurant. There are four what look like they're definitely not androids. They look like very cheap drones, kind of. In front, there is a squat Skittermander with bright purple fur. He's got a big guitar that he is holding, and he's got just kind of in general holding his hands out. But his whole body is like furred, and it looks like a decent enough costume, but like all of the costume bits on his hands are gone, and they're just like exposed robot like bits, like almost like iRobot style. It's very creepy. Behind him, directly behind him, there is a Yosoki with a microphone and a big like smile on her face and bright purple hair. To the Skittermanders, I suppose that would be looking at his direction to be his left. There is a Kitsune in a pirate outfit with a hook and a sword, just kind of frozen in place, like looking like he is singing a sea chanty, very Viking style, very impressive. And behind them, towering over the entire band, is a dragonkin on the drums. They have long, billowy wings that almost like move back and forth, looking like they are almost like flames burning off of the upper arm parts of their skeleton. They're wearing like a very purple and gold outfit, and again, drumsticks in each hand. Yes, I need you to guard these four and their home, this establishment. Will that be too much trouble for you?
My worry is the ad said bodyguard. Technically, I just want to make sure everything else in the ad makes more sense.
What questions do you have about the advertisement that I put into the Akatonian Times?
The advertisement advertised this amount of money. Are we getting this amount of money?
Yes. If you could stay the whole night, you'll receive that amount of money.
Each?
Correct.
Done.
300 credits, exactly as advertised.
What do the teenagers that come in here and messes up usually do? Is there any like common points of egress?
Let me show you. Come here.
All right, Pipsqueak, slow down. Why are you so fast?
Oh, because I must show you quickly.
God, he's so fast.
Over here. Pardon the lights. Nobody has checked them.
Yeah, I was going to say, Alex, is it like really dark in here?
You're awful spry for your age, aren't you?
Yes. I work out.
I can tell.
He goes to the end.
Are you taking us?
To the security room, of course. Here, right in here. Come on in. Look, there are chairs for each of you. Yes, one, two, three chairs for each.
Listeners, this was the most winding corridor ever.
Well, I don't know. And dark. I don't know, but you have to have your security camera away from the children or it breaks their immersion. But yes, you see this laptop computer here on the stand. This is the security camera. You can use it to see. As you can see, and he presses a button and he shows you the security camera. And he shows you like a picture of some teenagers. It looks like a couple of humans and a Yosoki like sneaking in through a back window. Probably through that door that you guys passed on the way here. He's like, yes, as you can see, the children, they are very naughty. And he shows you a few more pictures where like there's like a game room and like they're in the game room playing with the old games. And there's another one where they're like literally like running around, kicking over tables and jumping on things. And then there's another one where one of them is being dragged down a hallway. And then there's another one where the teenagers are like sitting at the table playing cards. You know, it's typical stuff.
Do they do this every night?
No. That's why I need to hire guards quite frequently.
What happened to the last guards you hired?
They were only for hire for a very short period of time, I'm afraid. They wanted to move on, and unfortunately, I still needed more.
Besides the weird way that you kind of framed that, why don't you just like open it at night and make money that way? You think that would make things more successful?
The restaurant hasn't been open in several decades, not since the slash. But rest assured, everything will be fine.
Oh, is there like a reopening soon, or?
Yes. There will be a reopening very soon.
Well, shouldn't you have a mechanic in here fixing this place up? Those robots, man, they've seen better days, huh?
Yes. Unfortunately, we need to redo the upholstery first. It's dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
Why not just tear the whole place down and start over?
Too much money. Not enough time.
But, and you would believe the licensing fees. They're outrageous in this part of town.
Yes. She understands. She understands. Quite
that zoning commissioner, he's a real son of a gun.
Do you have any other questions? You're free to spend your time here however you would like, as long as you make sure that no hooligans show up.
Can they open every door?
I don't see why not.
Open the door. Bets.
Yes. I take excellent care of my staff. If they need to rest, you may have spaces to rest.
Huh.
Another bed.
Yes.
As we walk through the room with beds next to an office, it's not weird at all.
Yeah.
Capitalism is a fickle mistress. But if you have any other questions, I will be leaving.
Let me get, what's your number in case we need to contact you in the middle of the night? Or after the night? Or, you know, find another time to meet over dinner or something?
There's a phone. There's a phone number book in the desk drawer on the right-hand side. Please do not call me. Have a good evening. And he steps out the door and closes the door behind him.
I think he likes me.
Let that guy's go.
All yeah. right, so here you are. What do you do?
That guy was sinister. I guess I just sit down at the laptop and open it and watch him leave on the. Do I see him leave on the cameras?
Yeah, he walks through the way you guys came in. He walks out. He closes the door, and then you see that he takes his keys and he locks it, and then he goes away. Doesn't look like anything special, just like a typical store lock. Doesn't take extra time.
All right, I'm gonna scout out the perimeter, see if I can find any entrances, figure out where these kids are coming from. Because I'm just gonna head off. I'm gonna immediately split the party.
Different direction.
Yeah, I'll hang out here.
So I'll go into the unknown to the right.
So it looks like Big O, as played by Ryan, walks out of the office and heads to the right, like he said.
Yeah.
And where are you going, Lauren? Where is Prada? Prada going?
If Big O's going to the right, I'm obviously going to the left. We got to completely split up. You know, if one of us gets in trouble, I want to arrive fashionably late to go help.
Perfect.
That makes perfect sense.
Hey, if you guys find any food, let me know.
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep walking. You keep, go to where your heart's content. I can pause the game by pressing the space bar anytime that anything happens.
Well, I've encountered a door. I'm going to push it open. I'm going to see what's behind the other side of this door.
Sure. Good, open it. Click on the door and you can open it.
Oh, very nice. All right.
Yeah, so this tiny room is small. It seems to be completely empty except for a single chair tucked away in the far corner. It's surrounded with what looks like shattered beer bottles. The floor is very strange as you step onto it. It's grated. So almost like there's like thin holes in it that go down beneath it.
Are there any
irony smell in this room?
Are there any unshattered beers?
Give me a perception check.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go. Of all the checks I'm going to make tonight, this is the most important one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you find one bottle that is unshattered. It's warm, but it's there.
Oh, but please. True connoisseurs don't mind if it's warm. I am definitely popping this open.
You pick up the bottle, and there's something crusty on it, on the bottle handle.
Well, I'll wipe that off.
Yeah. Something red smears your sleeve as you take your swig, but you don't care.
No, I mean, that's fine. Okay, all right.
Meanwhile, Ryan, you reach your door.
Yeah, I've got two doors over here, and it looks like a barrel.
Yeah.
Anything interesting about this barrel?
I don't know. You want to check it out?
I want to check out that barrel.
Roll me a perception check.
Will as soon as I... There we go. Perception.
You open the barrel and it seems like the barrel is like one of those like trash cans that like has like a lid for like quickly bringing it out and emptying it. The trash can inside is like almost like it's completely dried. There's like crusted food that's so old it's gone like black, and like tons of ripped pieces of paper and whatnot.
Glad I don't smell.
Right?
All right, opening the door.
You seem to have found the kitchen.
Yeah, there's a big room.
Yeah, it's like the floor is like linoleum, but it's very crusty and rusted over. There's a stove with some plates. There's like an area in the middle with like a frying pan. And right there, there's a vent. And you're looking at the sinks right now for dishwashing.
All this works. I've played Overcooked.
Yeah, so you get into the room. Give me a perception check.
So when I click the die and it rolls, that's not adding my total, right?
No, it is adding your total.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. Right now it says you're rolling 1d20 plus 5, and that's a 7. You hear what sounds like thumping in the vents above.
The vents above. All right.
Yeah.
I look for a camera.
Yeah, there's a camera in the room right over here.
Okay, and I start waving at the camera.
Oh, okay.
I squint and see in the kitchen. Somebody's waving at me.
Back in there, you see Big O in the kitchen waving at you. You've gotten this open up, okay.
Can you hear me?
He nods his head in your direction, and like nothing happens. Like there's no audio on it.
I said, "Can you hear me?"
I spin the camera in a circle.
Roll me a perception check, James.
Also, looking at the map, we are that one bedroom apart, so you might just hear me yelling.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say like it's a quiet area. Like you guys are the only sound that you can that is there. You can faintly hear him saying something. You can't really make out the words.
Then I shake the camera up and down.
You see the all camera right. move up and down.
Up and down. So yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The vents. Do you have cameras in the vents?
Events. Camera events. I look for other camera events.
Sure. You look in the you look at the computer and you see that there is a camera programmed in the main room. There's a camera programmed at the bar, on the stage, in the play area, in the kitchen, in the hallway outside of the bathroom, not in the bathroom. And that seems to be it. Give me a computers check, James.
Computers.
Computers.
Gotta stop the downloading. There we go. That's a big stinky six.
With a five, you've discovered that there are additional cameras that are currently admin locked. If you'd want to access them, you would need to get good at hacking.
I'm going to signal the camera left and right for to respond.
I go storming back down the hall. Are there walkie-talkies? There's got to be. We have to be able to communicate, right?
Your armor is tech armor, it has a built-in comms unit.
It's true. That's a good question.
Now this is why I spent 24 hours preparing for this.
Do you have an extra walkie-talkie?
Because you don't have armor. So just for those listening at home, James's character Keith is a Vesk that has a ancestry feat that makes his armor, his scales, his armor. So it's as good as like half plate, but it comes with some downsides. He doesn't get any of the benefits like environmental protection, so he's got to wear a flight suit over it. what was the other downside we figured out, James?
Oh, if you're not strong enough, you get the armor check penalty.
you still have the strength rating penalty. So in Starfinder, if you have a strength at a certain point, you negate the armor's downsides. But if you're a Vesk and you take this feat, you just might not be strong enough to move your own body, and it's hilarious.
Also, it does not come with the communications. I mean, I guess I have a phone. That's pretty standard in this world, right? But I do not have it on my sheet.
That's fine. You have a phone.
Okay. I can give you my phone number.
Yeah, I take down his number. I open a call. All right, I'm getting back to what I was doing. There were sounds in the vents. Do you have any sign of these? Any idea what's going on there?
There's some cameras that are in places that might not be the regular places, but I can't access them because I don't know the password. Do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I'm going to give them aside. I have computers.
Attempt a computers roll.
All I found was
plus seven. Did better than I remembered.
You're good at computers.
Let's see if the die agrees with you. Nope, that's a five, so a total of 12.
You do not get yourself locked out, but you get a boom, like from when you input the incorrect password. You could
try by this. Can I?
Yeah.
Just you saying I could get locked out has me nervous.
I mean, yeah, but who's going to open the computer then, Lauren?
I'm going to sit in this crusty chair and see if it's comfy.
All right. I don't know what happened. My plus seven computers went down to a plus five now. Did you...
No,
Alex.
No, you had your nanite surge active, which is one of your special abilities. So you actually nanite surge that for an extra plus two.
Sure. <why not>? All right. So here's my plus five, which is what I was expecting. Oh, there we go. I rolled a 16, total of 21.
21. Yeah, you easily hack into that computer. Like you like your nanites were surging and you weren't really thinking too well. So you're like,
shut up, guys. I'm trying to
type. Simmer down. All right. And so you sit down and you're like, the computers obey my command, and boom, you unlock. There are additional cameras. The first one says BR. And the second one says V, and the third one says F, and the final one says question mark.
All of which I relay to Keith.
Do the V one. V one might be vents.
I press V.
You press V, and as the camera flashes, Something moves in front of it as it's looking directly into it. It looks almost like a malformed Skittermander, with something large and wet and drenched in oil trailing after it. After a couple seconds, it like crawls, like if you've seen Agatha All Along, the very classic backwards undead, like walk, it like floor crawls along through the vents like that, leaving a trail of oil behind it.
Is there a camera in my room?
They would not know because they do not know where you are.
No, I'm asking you. Is there like a camera pointing at me? Cause I'm gonna disable it. I don't want y'all to see me having a smoke break.
There is not a camera in your room.
All right, well, I'm still going to pull out a sci-fi cigarette and you know, and drink this blood beer.
Delicious.
I hope the chair's comfy. Is the chair comfy?
No, not at all.
That's fine. I've had worse.
That seat is, like, flat. The cushion is flat. You could feel like you're sitting on, like, a mesh frame. And there are these weird, like, things at, like, the feet of the chair that feel almost like cups that very uncomfortably caress your feet as you're sitting in it. It's not a good time.
That's a little weird. Even though there's like no cushion to this, I'm still gonna like hit it a few times to like fluff it up, and then you know, just sit back and just enjoy this delicious warm brew with who knows what in it.
It's true.
So can we get back to the terrifying crab walking lady?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's not crab walking, you should be going sideways, not upside down.
Yeah, Keith.
We got ghosts or something.
That's bad. I'm sure this is not just backwards teenagers. Is that a thing that happens here? I'm not used to explaining it.
Like, I've seen some weird backwards fighters in the arena, but not in the streets, in the stands. This, I'm pretty sure, is weird.
Yeah. Why don't we look through the other cameras real quick? I'll go grab Parda. She went to the left, right?
Yes.
Yes, left, she went left. Correct.
Parda.
All right. I click the question.
Okay. You click the question mark. I'm going to pause you for 1 second, James, because I want to tell you what you see down the hallway. So you click the question mark, Ryan, and it changes for a brief second, and you see like a flicker of what looks like some sort of like almost like a robotics factory somewhere with like lots of like robotic arms, like almost like an assembly line. And they're just kind of like frozen there. And it's all you see on that one. James, looking down the hallway as you look at the far end, there is a bright yellow screen that seems to be flickering and flashing.
Parda, what'd you turn on? What is that?
That's good.
I head down, but then I realize I hear coughing behind me.
Yes.
What's on the
screen? There's on the screen, there's a picture of what looks like a cartoon version of that mouse robot that you saw on the stage.
Huh. Is it animated and doing anything, or just like a regular picture?
Yeah, she's like, it's like, it almost looks like a pixel sprite from like Super Mario, like a paper thingy where like it looks like she's singing back and forth and just kind of
oh, it's cute.
Yeah, it is kind of cute.
That was weird. That wasn't like that before. I head backwards to where I heard coughing.
Wait, come sing with me. Sing with me.
I ignore it because it's an advertisement. Parda. Parda.
Oh, I get up and I shut the door real quick. I'm just checking out this room. I'll be done in a minute.
Oh, yeah, we got, like, backwards teenagers. Do you know anything about backwards teenagers in the vents?
What? The kids are here. Where are they? Let me at them.
In the vents, backwards.
In the vents.
Lauren, you get up to this square, like, you get up to the middle of the room as you're walking.
Yeah,
and you hear the sound of what sounds like a naval bell ringing, like...
like a klaxon, like blaring, like oh, okay. Are there vents ahead of me, or like
There's a vent like here, in this bottom corner, right over there.
All right. Is it like flimsy? Could I like grab it and like yank it down or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I'll grab it and I'll yank it down. Kids, it's time to get out of there.
You yank down the vent, and there is, you're staring down the barrel of a cannon, and the cannon fires. Roll me a reflex saving throw.
Very well. Weirdly, I'm good at reflex. I would have thought that would have been my bad one.
Nah, as an envoy, you're very good at dodging. I'm very proud of you.
Ooh, and a 13 on the die for 21.
Oh, damn. You are going to take half damage from this, which is honestly pretty good for you. I'm going to be honest.
Good.
hazards in this game are very nasty. You're gonna take half of 15
Holy
for
crap.
Seven.
Wow.
2D, geez, Louise.
And as you barely dodge, like it hits you in the shoulder, which is where that pain comes from. But it goes right past and slams right into that chair you were sitting in and puts a big hole right where your chest would have been.
I guess I'm not using that chair. Wait, what's the cannon doing in the vents?
The cannon pulls
back. Those kids brought ordnance.
The cannon pulls back, and you hear, "It's time to sail the seven seas!" Droning back into the vent.
All right, I will retract, or not retract, extend my shield. It's like built into my like left forearm, and you know, it comes in and out really easy, so I'll use action to, I'll just get that out. And that means I'll also hold my flamethrower in one hand, and I'll get the ignition started on it. Hold on, just takes a minute.
I reach back.
James,
I,
you hear that giant burst that boom coming from that room?
Yeah, I pop in the security room. Hey, we got ordnance.
Here comes the pain. I take out my pain glaive.
Oh no!
That's good.
So the vents, how big are they? Are they big enough to climb into foolishly?
If you squeezed with acrobatics, I'd say yes.
Ah, squeeze with acrobatics, you say. So impenetrable.
Oh, no, don't get in there. I'm just going to stick old Lucy in there. And I'll stick my flamethrower up in the hole and just flush them out.
Where you're at, Ryan, you see wisps of flame coming down from like the vent screen above you. Not enough to hurt you, but you can see that there's fire in there.
They also have flamethrowers. These kids.
All right, kids, you had your warning shot and you felt ours. Time to get on out of here.
There's no response. That door goes outside and at there's like a dumpster and like trash cans.
That's fine.
All right. Let's go see what
if this is worth 300 credits.
All right, so I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you back to the security room, see if we can find something on the security cams.
Wait, but here comes the pain.
I'm sorry. I guess it was a false alarm. I just heard what sounded like a cannon and then threats of ordnance.
There goes the pain.
Yeah, it was really good. You're back at the computer room now with the laptop in front of you.
I guess I'll sit down and start bandaging myself with my medkit.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Why don't you attempt a medicine roll, and if you succeed by rolling a 20, you'll get some hit points back. It works exactly the same in Starfinder as it does in Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
In 2E, you need a 15.
Oh, then I said the wrong number.
It's okay. I only have a +4 because
I believe
I'm merely trained.
That's a 50% shot.
Boom. Oh, 18 on the die. 50%,
15%. See, and look, if I was right, you would have gotten that correct.
Wasn't there some chance she hurts herself if she had rolled low enough?
That's fine. Yeah. No pain, no gain, right, Big O?
Yeah. Right, you got me by talking about pain.
Yeah. All right. You got the computer in front of you, James. Meanwhile, Prada is sitting there patching herself where she got her shoulder busted.
Sure. What were the other two were BR and the other room?
There's BR, there's V, there's question mark, and the last one was F.
Okay, BR.
You hit the button for BR and it seems to be looking into this room.
What?
Right behind you. The room that you're in. Right behind you.
Oh. Cool. I change it to F.
You change it to F, and it suddenly has a perspective of a camera that is under the floor grate of the room that Lauren was once in. You can see there is now a big hole in there where the cannonball went through. But you
why did 2d8s just come across the screen?
I had to know how much I heal myself.
Oh my goodness! I thought Alex was shooting at us.
How much did you heal for?
10. So it's more than I took.
Heck yeah. So you can see that, and also you can see the ground is coated with something like bumpy and like crystally.
I start thumbing through on a rotation the other cameras.
Sure. Like the active ones right now, or do you go through the logs?
The active ones. I can't read logs.
Did you say gristly or crisply? Both are kind of unpleasant.
Gristly and crisply and crispy put together.
Crisply. Oh, crispy. Oh,
crisply. Sometimes making up new words is the best way to explain horror. So you start thrumming through, and you are watching for a good like 9 minutes and 57 seconds, and then literally that 10-minute mark where Lauren finishes healing hits, and you see in the kitchen something it moves quickly and seems to crawl up into the vent.
Switch to vent.
You see again. You see what looks like a pair of predatorial eyes, and with like a big a hook just crawling and scraping through the vents. And no sooner do you see this, do you hear the sound above you of metal scraping against metal right above you.
Can I poke the vent?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
An attack roll to poke the vent.
All right. Pain glaive, two-handed grip.
Oh, that's really good.
There we go. 23.
That's really good. Let me see what happens with that. Oh my god, that meets with cover. So you stab up in the vents, and you tear this big hole in the vent. And as you do, you see that like you hit something hard, but it like scuttles past you. There's like a flash of red and something like metally but covered in fur, and a tattered bit of red cloth falls at your feet. But you definitely hit something. Roll damage.
Now I gotta figure out how to do that.
Well, if you look at there it, we go, yeah, you just hit that button.
10+3 slashing.
Oh my god, you're unstoppable. Nine. Oh my god, you're unstoppable. You definitely damaged something, as evidenced by the fact that you now have a tattered bit of cloth sitting at your feet.
Maybe it's going back to the ordnance room. Headed off at the ordnance room.
On it, and then I'll take off. And since these are close quarters, I'm going to swap out my flamethrower for my naval axe.
Hell yeah.
And so then I've still got my shield and I got my axe. Space Viking. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right. So I've arrived at the room with the bad chair and the mediocre beer. I've had worse. Yeah. Is it in this vent? Wait, whoa. That cannon. Can I look in there and not get shot?
Maybe. You can go look.
I mean,
one way to find it.
All right, so my boarding axe, it's got a sharp side because it's just a dueling sword that I'm calling an axe. So sure. Can I like puncture like where the cannon is to see like?
You know, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to puncture where the cannon is.
You can stick your axe into anything you want in this game. I will not stop you. Nice. You stick your axe into that hole, and there's nothing there. It seems like the cannon has been retracted.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look in then. And, you know, do I see red fur or, like, you know, vicious killing machines or something?
Nah, it's just empty.
Huh.
All right, I'll get on comms and, you know, it's empty. Not down here.
Where are you going, Ryan?
I'm reading stuff about my pain glaive. Yeah, all right, I'll stick with Parda.
I'm going to go back.
Actually, can I follow the rattling in the vents?
Sure, give me a perception check.
Yeah, thanks. Stay split up. Always be split up.
No, that's initiative.
ABS, always be split.
Oh, I thought that was an 18, but no, total of 9.
It's definitely coming to the... you're definitely hearing it from the south.
I charge the south. I wish you were never born, teenager.
Come sing with me. Come sing with me. Come sing with me. Sing, sing, sing. Come sing with me. You hear it coming from that yellow screen in the back.
I hear a robot, like,
you sounding. Sing.
That's I'm going to follow the robot because he's bounding.
Can I just keep charging down this hallway, Alex?
Yeah, you can go as far as you want. All right. You get there and you see like a cartoon mouse singing on the screen. It looks like the mouse that was on the stage before. Come sing with me. What do you do when you get there?
Can it wait? We got teenagers to kill.
Sing with me. Sing with me. You notice the volume is getting louder.
Sing with me. Fine. Let's do this. I can't sing with you unless you're singing.
Sing with me, come sing with me. Sing with me and all our friends. Come sing with me, come sing with me. Sing with me and all our friends. Sing with us, because it's your birthday with all of us. Come sing with us, come sing with me. Sing, come sing with me.
All right, I'm going to roll a performance check. And that will determine how well I sing along.
I believe you.
Not bad, an 11. All right, sing with me, sing with us. come with us, sing with me. Happy birthday.
Ryan is doing an excellent job role-playing the emotionally unaware tree. So you start singing, and like the mouse like stops as you start singing to watch. Those aren't the words! Sing with me! And she starts screaming so loud that the TV cracks, and it could potentially rupture your eardrums. Roll me fortitude saves, everybody.
Oh, not everybody. Oh.
You're, I mean, it wouldn't be all of you if you weren't just happened to be nice here in a perfect emanation pattern.
I wanted to kill something.
Oh, nice. 26. I'll sing with you all day.
You simply turn off your hearing sensors. Yeah.
It was on a 19. I mean, then it switched to the 9. 14 total.
All right. Well, James, you take half damage. Lauren, you take full damage.
The brink of life and death.
What a crock.
The damage is 5 sonic damage as the sound shatters everything. So enjoy that.
With my 26, I take nothing.
You take nothing. You are perfectly fine. That is a critical success. Nothing.
Oh, my first time I've had someone screaming at me.
It's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've done this.
In the vents.
Yeah, I'm gonna invisibly cast a spell.
Okay.
I am, I am one of these aliens, a Lashunta, with, some psionic abilities out of my head tendrils. So I'm gonna detect thoughts, like detect magic, but detect thoughts, and I'll spend, so I can sense if there's like thinking creatures around us, other than, of course, these two.
With that, how many actions are you using?
I'm gonna use all of them, all three. I'm gonna think real hard. It's been a while. I gotta dust the cobwebs off.
Let's see. The information revealed depends on how long you concentrate in the area. So with 3 actions, you can detect the number of thinking minds and whether or not they're telepathic, the presence or absence of thoughts. So you can't, it's not mind reading. So I see. Okay.
You do get some surface level thoughts though. Like, I wish that's one of the things that's going to be my feedback for the playtest, is that it's not really clear exactly what you get.
Yeah, because it doesn't talk about like actually reading thoughts. It just says about unknowing. But it says creatures with telepathy have louder thoughts, but it doesn't actually tell you.
And then look at this. The first level is still you detect presence or absence of thoughts.
So I'm going to go ahead and make the call, because this isn't very clear. I'm going to go ahead and make the call that like you get like basic surface thoughts, because that's better for a horror story. Yeah. You get, James, what are your surface thoughts right now?
I wonder how many beers are in there and how many I could fit in my tail.
What are your surface thoughts, Big O?
Sing with me, sing with me, sing with all my friends. No, that's not it. It was.
Because I'm betting that teenagers would have thoughts, but maybe terrifying monsters that we can't comprehend might not have thoughts.
You sense a third voice coming from above you. It's so hungry and empty. Sing with me, hungry, empty.
Boom, sing piercing axe into the vent.
Go ahead, make me your attack roll. They will be flat-footed against this. They're not expecting you to just randomly attack the fence with perfect accuracy.
Property damage, unexpected.
Yeah. Oh, 16 on the die.
Oh my god.
23.
That's a hit. Roll damage.
Nice. Let's go. Oh, I said piercing. Let me switch it over to piercing. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's only D8 plus 3, but hey, that's for a 9 total.
Yeah. Some damage is done. What I want you to do now is roll me a 1d10.
Your bonus damage.
Oh, what bonus damage?
I got a 3.
Okay, so you hit the vent and it splits open and something falls out of the vent. It is one of the animatronics from the stage, but it is clearly active and hissing and snarling at you. I'm going to put you into a combat and you may roll for initiative. To roll for initiative, click the cross swords on that bar and then just click your die and it will roll the initiative for you.
Before we get to that, is it too early to take a punitive strike at this creature that just fell through my reach?
I would say that falling is forced movement, and that typically doesn't trigger.
Come on, creature within your reach uses. Oh no, that's manipulate action. It uses a move action they didn't do.
Yeah,
fine.
It just fell through the ceiling.
It probably fell prone, and now we're standing around it like it, you know, it, X gonna give it to you.
It absolutely fell prone. And I think that you're gonna get your chance to hit with your stuff. Did you roll your initiative, Ryan?
No, sorry, I remembered. I see you. There was an option I was looking at that let me do something like performance for initiative, but I didn't end up taking it. So 15.
It goes first. So you are all haven't acted yet, so you haven't gotten any reactions yet. So she can kind of do what she wants. And what she wants is gratuitous violence, her specialty.
That makes two of us.
She is going to take her little microphone, and she's going to scream a sonic scream into it. She's going to target a 15-foot... Actually, she probably should move first, huh? Oh, well, she just does it there. She's going to hit... Looks like just Lauren.
I am getting torn up.
I'm sorry. You're the one who took an axe and applied it liberally to her lower torso. Well, he
doesn't know that.
I you're the only... You're the one holding the axe, Lauren.
Okay, fair enough. I'm fair enough.
Go ahead and click that button and roll the basic fortitude save.
Basic. Okay, all
right. Yeah, basic.
Hey, Sheppy's in chat.
Hi, it's Sheppy.
I've missed Sheppy. Just finished art. Oh no, I rolled a 5. Oh.
So that's a failure. And for this spell, a failure means that you take full sonic damage. A whopping 2 points of sonic damage.
I was thinking about using the hero points, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, and so this also says a creature that fails its saving throw becomes sickened 1.
Oh, I hate that.
So,
for
those of you who do not know, when you are sickened, you take a penalty to a whole bunch of different rolls, and it goes away by one step at the end of each of your turns, or you can throw up to make it go away faster. Would you like to throw up on your
turn? Does this sickened, or like the sickened in general?
No, you can throw up to make it go away. It doesn't say you can't, so that's fine.
No, I meant like, does this sickened go one per turn down, or like, because in general, sickened doesn't necessarily go down unless something makes it go away, like throwing up.
I don't see a duration. Yeah,
sickened is terrible.
Yeah, so I guess it doesn't go away unless you throw up. Enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that, it's your turn.
Okay, well, that sucks.
You wouldn't be the first person to throw up at this restaurant, Lauren.
Yeah. but if you fight hard, you may be the last.
How did that beer not make me sick? And, like, who knows how long this has been there? All right.
Don't throw up a botulism.
If I have time to, you know, like, pop my ears a few times and get them back, or, like, hold my nose and blow them out, if I have time to do that, I will. But first, I've got to use one action to say, get them. So this means that you guys, the creature will take a -1 to its AC and to its reflex saves until the beginning of my next turn. And now if I attack the target before the end of my turn, then I gain a bonus of damage rolls, and you would then get a bonus of damage rolls.
Yeah. Stab them with the axe, lead by example.
Yeah, but I'd have to move then. And then do it, so I wouldn't have enough to get rid of the second.
Throw the axe.
Forget it.
Throw the axe.
I'm not worried about it. I'm going to use one action to step forward, and then I'll use my last action to swing my boarding axe. I will sever its head.
Oh my god. Such violence.
The coup de grace.
Oh, a 3. Oh, I'm sickened and I can feel it. My total is 9. Don't even embarrass me by saying it's a miss. I already know.
Oh, how would it make you feel if I told you that it was not a critical miss?
It wouldn't make me feel. I feel nothing.
Well, so because you attacked the target before your end of your turn, your swing has revealed a weak point in her defenses. So you don't get this bonus because you missed, but your allies gain a +1 bonus to damage rolls against her.
So, that's good. Nice. It's got minus AC, and you get +1 against it. I like this get 'em. It's simple. It works.
How do I apply this to my character so that I don't have to keep track of it?
I have it programmed so that if I did it right, it should apply it for you.
You put the get 'em effect on it? Apparently you can do that.
Yeah, I dragged get 'em out of your ability and I put the get 'em effect on her. Very good. James, you're up.
Noticing this very small, very weird teenager, I dig into my deep stellar repertoire and pull out my finger guns made of gravity, and then I bite it with my mouth.
The ultimate fake out. It's successful. That is not a critical success, but it is a standard success.
I'll take this dinosaur bite.
Oh, my
take
God.
7 points of bite damage.
Jeez Louise.
Says so Getem's been applied, so you did it right, Alex.
I did it. They take the damage.
And my third action will be another bite at a
lower. My God! So if that was your first one, that would be a crit, but that's still a hit.
That's all right. I got another attack in, and I still have a gun.
Oh my gosh.
There you go. 10 more
Dude,
points.
That Getem's working. That was a good one action.
Yeah, yeah. It's putting work. You did 2 damage with Getem already.
That's my turn. Just pull out the gravity gun and then just bite him because I'm a dinosaur.
Let's gravity go. Gun. You are up, Big O.
All right. I just want to confirm. So my weapon has reach.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like I can't attack someone within 5 feet. Is that true?
That is correct. Having reach does not stop you like it does in other editions of this game.
Excellent. Let me target the mouse. I'm going to do a regular roll. Strike with my pain glaive.
Oh, bringing the pain.
23.
Oh my gosh, that's the hit too. Bringing the pain.
But not a critical hit, you're saying?
Not yet.
All right, here's some pain for you though. 8 damage.
She takes it. She's not looking great. You think that you have cut through about half of her total hit points so far.
But that is good. What's not good is that, yeah, go ahead.
When you take the pain glaive and slam it into her, pain glaives are like chainsaws, and it chainsaws into her teenage body, but lo, it's not a teenager. It's some kind of robot underneath, and sparks fly as the metal teeth of your pain glaive bear into her animatronic frame.
What have I done? I usually get paid to fight robots. An audience of 2. How far?
I mean, technically, you are getting paid to fight robots. So.
Yeah, all right. Even as I was saying it, I was thinking that.
This is a lateral move for you, to be honest.
I clap.
I'm trying to get out of that.
See you.
So you've got 2 actions.
I know, so I guess I'll attack again. Only a +2 after all that maps applied. Oh, but a
14 total? Is a miss.
Yeah, it would be.
You kind of hit the same spot, and you just don't do as much damage.
Yeah, and so what I was saying earlier is that most of my build, and because we're only second level, I don't have a whole lot of options, but most of my build is based around whirling swipes, so I was hoping to take out a bunch of targets.
Yeah. Now, you can do whirling swipe and only target one, and you get the big benefit of that is that they have to make a saving throw against your class DC, which uses your key ability score.
Oh, well, it's too late to do that this turn, but good to know for next turn.
Yeah.
My build is a flamethrower and grenades. I don't want to hear it. axe is my backup weapon, okay?
That is the Lauren special with grenades, though.
Oh, Alex.
I like them.
Yeah.
So because my fighting style, I haven't mentioned this, I am a soldier. My fighting style is close quarters. When you successfully make a strike with a 2-handed melee weapon, which I did my first attack, suppress the target until the start of your next turn.
Tell us a bit about what the suppress condition does.
So you have been affected by a high volume of incoming fire or a particularly dangerous attack that forces you to act less efficiently for your own safety. You take -1 circumstance penalty on attack rolls and a -10 foot status penalty to your speed.
Yeah, that's correct.
And seems like it just happens. I don't have to do any.
Nope.
All right.
And soldiers, even as they level up, soldiers get special abilities that give them benefits against things they've suppressed too. So okay. I have put the suppressed condition on her. She is being suppressed. Her next move, she's got all these people in front of her. They have all sorts of pain, but you know, not everybody has attacks of opportunity, and she doesn't know what Alex the GM knows. So she's going to raise her hand and she's going to attempt to cast a force barrage using all of her actions, which is going to provoke.
Oh, I'm getting them straight. All right, here comes more pain. Or it will be once I. Where's my button?
Find the pain button.
Yeah.
Press the pain button. Press it faster.
Excuse me, did you order some pain?
I have a heaping helping of pain.
Make a melee strike. All right, I guess I was expecting a button tied to that action, so I'll just do a regular strike. Yep. Because I've attacked twice, does that mean I'm doing my map?
No, because it's not on your turn. It's, you know, no map.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, 24. Oh, that is a hit, a solid hit.
Oh, still not crit?
Not yet. You were very close with that one.
I know what the crit damage is. Oh, ones of five damage total. I got him.
You did.
I was told to do.
You did. You got him.
You guys got him great.
Let's see. So it says make a melee strike. If it hits, the target is suppressed. And if the trigger was a move action, you disrupt it. Okay, so it looks like the spell still goes off. Am I reading that wrong?
It's disrupted, but I don't have any clickable thing for disrupt.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. If the trigger was a move action, which it was not, strike doesn't count towards your map. I should have read that. And then your multiple attack penalty doesn't apply to your strike. So, it doesn't say. There's got to be something in the spellcasting section.
Yeah, I know.
What happens when you take damage while spellcasting.
I know. I think that's special. I don't think that normal, like, reactive attacks do it.
Yeah, I thought that in the standard one, it was part of the critical failure. I could be wrong, though. That's fine.
All right, I will look it up for the next time, and you keep.
Cool. I get force barrages. I'm going to send one missile at each of you, because I am very effective like that. So we're going to roll some d4s, one for every friend. It's 1d4 plus one force.
Three missiles. One for each of you.
Yeah, one for James. James, you take two force damage.
Roll low, please.
Lauren, you take three.
Okay. I mean, that could be worse.
And Ryan, you take four. Wow, look at that. The nice, even progression.
Very nice.
Boom, good job. Boom. She shoots you like a robot. Parda, you are up. So now at this point in time, your get'em ends from the previous round.
Yeah, so I will need to re-up my get'em, and I will. Here it is. Boom.
Get him.
I would like to lead by example, but I really want to get rid of the sickened first. So I'm going to hold my nose. And I'm going to try and blow out that sonic damage from my ears and see if I can't get rid of this sickened condition.
Do it. I believe in you.
I don't. It's only plus four. Oh, it was an 18 and it fell to five. These dice are the worst. Alex, why did you give me these digital dice?
Well, I'd like to tell you that nothing goes worse, but you're still sickened. Now, if you want to, you could try to retch again, but then you won't be able to attack and lead by example.
No, I have to lead by example. That's what I did back in the days, back in my military days. All right, here is my strike with my boarding axe.
I feel so inspired.
No, I rolled a four. You shouldn't be. I don't know why you guys are inspired. Why do you even listen to me? I'm clearly drunk.
Because you're clearly drunk. Keith, you're
out. Because despite all of it, you're still trying. You know, that tenacity. Hopefully when I'm that old, I'm not as motivated as you.
Look, I wanted to die in battle, but, you know, I mean, I'm hoping it'll happen tonight.
I'm hoping it'll happen tonight.
I'm gonna keep trying to chomp down. Give it the old Tyrannosaurus Skidoo.
Oh my god!
27.
Look at you guys! That... Stop stealing the good rolls.
27 is a critical hit.
Yeah, let's go. Get blasted for 10 damage. The worst crit I've ever seen.
You get like a huge gash right through her chest, and like there's like one little bit of her holding on. She's like glitching.
Can we give her two more from the lead by example get him?
Oh, did it not apply get him?
No.
It didn't apply get him to your damage. This is funny because she had one hit point left, so she dies.
That's why I'm annoying about it.
Yay, we did it. Look at that. You inspired me to bite this robot harder.
You did it. And as the skull pops on her face, she falls over.
I like how you say that I inspired you, but when you look over at Parda, she's just like holding her nose and trying to blow at her ears, but she's blowing so hard that, you know, maybe she's blowing some boogies out. And she's like, and you're like, you inspire me.
So you guys,
there goes my hero.
So you guys are standing there over her body and you hear what sounds like a top light turning on.
What is a top light?
Yeah.
Like,
what's top
like light? A big spotlight above like a stage.
Oh, okay.
And then you hear, welcome to my pizza palace, welcome to my pizza palace, welcome to my pizza palace.
Wait.
It sounds like it's coming from this door to the south.
Wait, do we still get paid if we end up destroying these
things? That is exactly what I was thinking. We're supposed to be protecting these things. We've already destroyed one of them. If anything, we might have to pay him.
No. It's
pay him.
Look, I didn't break it too much. It's just a couple bite marks. It's a robot.
Is it repairable? Is it reparable?
Yes.
It's irreparable.
100% it is repairable. I know this for a fact.
Look, I need this money, y'all.
I do too. It'll be fine.
I owe some people money, and I don't want to default.
Come and join our Pizza Palace. Come and join and play and sing. Come and all right. and Pizza Palace.
Oh, it sounds like we're all thinking diplomacy.
Yeah,
I'm swapping to flamethrower. That is now the name of my flamethrower. Diplomacy. Let's go torch the stage.
Right.
All right, I'm going to open the door. I think I remember this way being to the stage. Oh, yeah. My God. There are tokens on the stage.
The animatronics are sitting there, and they are standing. And as you open the door, they turn to you, and their eyes are glowing blue at first, and they change red. And they say, come and play at our Pizza Palace today. Roll initiative.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Well, worst case scenario, we can just scrap this stuff. Because that makes good money.
Oh my god, I rolled a 4. I feel like
they would have scrapped it a long time. Whoa, wait a second. Okay, so I rolled a 6, it had stopped, and then somebody else's virtual d20 knocked him into a 14. do I get the 14?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like it. It looks like you get
one. Okay, yeah, I already calculated it. Oh, I was not expecting that. That's funny. They think of everything.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're pretty good.
Thank you. All right. So, Lauren, I'm going to roll your die for you because it didn't go through.
Oh, good. Because I did roll it and it was bad. I'll take yours. That's much better.
Okay. The fox.
It was
one...
a 4 if you want to correct it. But I like this 15 much better.
That's fair. The fox one goes first. Oh, I forgot to generate its gun. There we go. With Foundry, I can press one button and it instantly generates the cannon that I'm about to shoot at this person right
here. Oh my god, Lauren!
Lauren! Stop going first!
That's what I do! That's what I do! I'm a shipbreaker! The shipbreakers lead the way!
Does a 19 hit your AC?
Meets.
Oh no. Well, here, enjoy this stellar cannon. Oh,
wait, is this this is area burst, right?
Yeah.
So the way area burst weapons in the new edition is that they don't use attack rolls. They actually force reflex saves on targets instead.
It says strike. That's strange. Go ahead and make a reflex save. And I guess if it's a burst, James, you're in that 10-foot burst.
Everybody is, yeah.
Because he'd have to target this area.
Oh, I see.
So Ryan is safe. Ryan is fine. You too.
Exactly where you want your soldier to be.
Safe.
Go ahead
and
roll a reflex save.
I got a 12 this time. Give me that 20.
Yeah, those are really good. So I think the saving throw DC is my class DC. That's correct. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it looks like that is not a 24 or 20. So both of you pass, and it looks like based on the area burst rules, that's half damage, right?
Should be, yeah. It's a basic reflex save, so that should be half.
Okay, so I rolled a 19. No, that's the attack roll. I rolled a 9, so half of that is 4 damage each.
Okay. I am really getting whittled down here, folks. I'm taking so many hits.
Remember, you can always run.
Yeah, I want to die in battle. I am a space Viking. And I am past my prime.
You are acting like it, so yes, this all adds up now.
All right. The Skittermander is up next. He is going to take a minute to aim at Lauren's weak spot, since Lauren is the only person he can see.
Let me at least do something cool before you kill me.
You're sending me mixed messages.
Yes, I want to die, but... I want to kill you first.
Does a 17 hit you?
No, it doesn't. Oh, screw you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but it's an area line effect, so it's a reflex save.
Is it? Oh, my gosh, it is. All these weapons are, huh?
Yeah. It's a big change in the new edition.
Yeah, that makes it tricky for Foundry, which I don't think Foundry has the tech set up for that. But yeah, so ignore my roll. Instead, go ahead and roll your reflex saving throw.
But I already was good, and now I'm bad.
What was that, Ryan?
Is it still just Lauren?
Yeah. He's going in a straight line from him to Lauren.
I rolled a 2 this time, but I say you bump it up to success because you met. No, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
It's a 10. I just don't want to die yet.
The toxicity. That is a. That's not a critical. So it'd be 20. That is a critical failure. Huh?
Oh, jeez. No. I'll hero point it.
That's a great time to make a hero point.
This is what they're here for. Come on, reflex save. Okay, I got that's 12 much better. For 20.
That is a failure, but not a critical failure.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it turns out he's the boss, and I wasn't expecting you guys to catch them all together like this. You take 17 damage.
How could you not think this would happen when I'm here?
Is that do I get half? No, you said that's a fail.
Yeah,
you failed. Holy crap. All right, no, that makes me down. 0.
Pardon, no.
Man, I didn't even get to shoot my flamethrower. This is what I wanted to do.
So sorry. Ryan, you're up.
All right. I'm just going to step over her corpse.
You're not dead. Just unconscious.
I'm dying, Ryan.
I can't tell with fleshies. All right. They're on the stage, right? Just because of the way lighting is, it's not all clear. So I just moved 10 feet. And what's getting on the stage going to cost me?
Nothing. It's just a door.
Okay. So I think that's my 25 feet, which does not quite put me. All right, I'll use another. Oh, no, I can't. Shoot. All right, I will move here, and then I will do a regular painglaive strike on the dragonkin.
Do it. I believe in you.
All right, thank you. First target. Roll. Oh, that's not very good. 13.
That is a miss.
Are you okay? All right, so then I will use my last action to step.
Oh, into the battle fray.
Exactly.
Heath, you're up. Your friend is down.
I wish I had anything to help. Instead of buying anything, I bought a flight suit and a tail with a hideaway compartment so I could steal things.
I think
he was our medic.
Friends. That's right. Yeah.
Five,
and 10. I wasn't even a good medic. I knew somebody had to buy a med kit, so I bought one.
20. So I'm going to... I'm moving Lauren. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
I'm not dead yet.
I get to there and I fire a strike with my solar gun, my gravity gun that I had summoned earlier. Just bring it up here and target and blam. Fierce face gravity, you big idiot. I shoot at the big guy.
Okay, that's good. I believe in you.
Why would I not shoot at the biggest thing I see?
That's a miss. Wow.
Ooh, I'm going to also as part of that activate my graviton power, which puts up a barrier between me and anything shooting through it to give me cover.
That sounds really helpful. Good plan. All right, this dragon is now going to go. The dragon is going to, I guess, I like this one. He's got so many options. He's going to start by, is this a magic? Okay. I don't know if you're going to be able to trigger your ability on this, Ryan, but you're certainly allowed to if it works on concentrate effects. He is going to cast warp he's going to activate his warp reality, witch warper ability. His quantum field activates and is a 15-foot radius burst surrounding him. Now, does your punitive strike trigger?
Does it have the manipulate trait?
It does not. It has the concentrate trait.
Is it a ranged strike?
No.
Then sounds like it doesn't.
Okay. So his quantum field, as it activates, James, this dragon's movements start boring as like it looks like every possible way it's thinking of moving and acting happens at the same time. This only affects you. If you try to add an ability with a concentrate check, you have to make a flat check or lose the ability.
I don't have those.
That is fair. It is then going to step up to you, and it's going to make a strike against you with its jaws.
Are we doing dinosaur fight? Let's go dinosaur fight.
Does a 14 hit you?
19.
Oh, no. It's going to try a second attack. It really wanted to put you in its mouth.
I'm going to take a bite out of Dragonkind.
I think I missed again.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. You ain't about to smoke.
Next round is up. The captain is in. and it moves up to Ryan. It's going to move from this square to this square. Does that trigger your punitive strike?
That looks like it triggers it. So once again, punitive strike. Creature within your reach uses a manipulate action, makes a ranged strike, uses a move action, or leaves a square during a move action.
Yeah.
During the move action, it's using. Yeah. All right. Punitive strike. Here it comes. Him. Set the target. Strike. That's good. 23.
That's a hit.
Just a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
All right. Damage.
Ooh.
10.
Can we say I got him in Lauren's honor?
You did got him.
An extra one damage.
No, I can't hold this right. Damage. But yeah, you did got right. Him in Lauren's honor.
Yeah.
Did got him.
That was for you.
Bardo, who's not dead yet.
This guy had a name. Next, and he moves past Ryan and goes over to Lauren and starts wrapping up her body. This long, it looks almost like like one of those drainage sewer pipes, but small enough to fit inside of him. And it like uncurls out and starts wrapping itself around Lauren's body.
I cannot picture anything you just described.
Imagine a snake coming out of its chest, but the snake is tubular and made out of robot.
Okay. Bodies. When I'm you said pipe, I was picturing movie. Rigid.
No, it's very flexible and bendy.
Okay.
Like dryer vent.
Yeah. And so that it's going to attempt to move Lauren with athletics and drag her away.
Look, if I don't make it out of this, the loan sharks are going to go after my dog.
So this is a bad thing. Oh, no. It gets more tragic. How does this keep happening?
No, don't worry. She's like in her 30s. You know, she has, you know, a family. So
Lauren.
That gets worse. It gets worse.
Lauren, you are up. So you are dying.
Yeah. I got to make a recovery check. DC 11.
I believe in you.
Roll a D20.
Alex, remind me.
I got to ask you something.
So does that lower? Is that enough to lower your condition by one?
Yeah, my condition goes to dying zero. It goes away, and then I think I don't remember. I think I go to one hit point, but I might be wrong. It's been a little bit.
I think you're correct, and I would rather have you back in the fight. So we're gonna say that is the case, even if it's not how it plays.
Oh,
so
nice.
You have one hit point, and this thing is wrapping its robotic tendrils around you.
Very well. That you means also that are
wounded one now.
Yeah, Sheppy confirms you're unconscious and wounded.
Excellent.
Well, conscious and wounded, right?
No, Sheppy says unconscious.
Oh, okay, very well.
You're not questioning Sheppy, are you?
I couldn't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah.
All right.
What a shame. I was going to pull all the pins of my grenades.
Oh, no.
Down with me. What a shame.
All right, Big O, you are up.
So before we get to my turn, Captain Crispy moved into my range and then did nothing?
Doesn't that disrupt him?
Oh, it did disrupt him. Okay, so that was all he was doing. He was walking past me, and that stopped him. And okay,
yeah. To be honest, I forgot, and that's fine. So we're gonna say that he was caught off guard by the fact that your giant stick stopped him in his tracks.
Okay, well, if he wants to see what my giant stick can do,
oh God!
All right, Teddy Roosevelt.
Go, Ryan. Go.
Whirling swipe.
So
the requirements are: you are wielding a two-handed weapon, which I am, Painglave. Swipe your close combat weapon in a wide swing that leaves behind a deadly arc. Your weapon gains the area, burst 5 feet, and unwieldy traits until the end of the turn. If your attack has reach, the burst radius becomes the reach of the weapon. It does have reach. So make an attack using area fire, which, as Lauren says, any creatures in the area must make a basic reflex save.
All right. First, we're going to try with Kitsy. And his reflex save. Oh, that's bad for him.
But it's enough. So it's keyed to my con, and my con is only +3.
You use your class DC. So on
Does it list that?
That's a good question. Where does it list that on this? It's under your proficiencies, like where your skills are. It's class DC. Yours is 17. So he makes it, but it is a success rather than a critical success. So I think you still takes damage from your whirling swipe.
Let's see. Targets in range take damage as those struck with a melee strike you have with your weapon, but they must succeed at basic reflex save as normal. If you're using a weapon with backswing, it doesn't. Okay, so basic reflex save as normal would dictate that that's only half damage.
Yeah, but that's still better than no damage. So both of them take half damage from your whirling.
All right, I'll roll the damage and I'll leave the math up to you.
You got it. All right, so that is, they each take some damage. All right. Next up is
Keith. So hold on. That was a two action thing, and I do have one more.
Oh,
feat bring that it out. Bust out here.
Bust it out. You need all your tricks to win this day.
It's pinned down, which I think might actually be redundant now that I see my other thing that does suppress, but I can suppress creatures in my blast zone by pinpointing a weapon to impact them. Select one creature that was in the area of the of effect of your prior attack. Uh-huh. The requirement is that I did an attack with an area fire, which I did. That creature must attempt a save against your attack again as though it were an area of effect from the prior attack. This attack suppresses the target. But don't I automatically suppress?
I think you do. Yeah, that's part of your whirling strike, right?
Yeah, because of close quarters. All right, so pin down does nothing for me, and I have wasted a feat choice. Because unlike Lauren, I did not spend 24 hours memorizing my character.
Look, I have a problem. I think you're fine.
You have a solution. I have the problem.
I have a solution that causes trauma. I need to stop sometimes.
Well, Draka comes up and interrupts the conversation with the dead woman by biting Big O. Oh, that's a really high roll.
That hits dead. My 19 AC.
Damage time.
Not dead.
I'm not dead. I stopped dying. Thank you.
You take. Oh, wow. I rolled max.
Well, you stop that.
I got to stop that. You're going to get real hurt real fast.
Right, 9 damage. I'm still doing okay.
I think I missed you bad with the 7.
Yeah, 7 is ridiculous. It's sad. Yeah,
it's
don't pathetic. Even talk to me about 7.
So I think the next thing that's going to happen is that the animatronic, which is not particularly smart, is going to take its hand and it points its hook at you, and the hook folds down and the cannon that shot Lauren is under it.
Ugh.
And it shoots you, but this is going to be a ranged attack within range of your punitive strike.
And I've had my turn since my last punitive strike, so sounds like I'm punitive striking again.
The strike again.
You said it was the captain that was doing it, right?
Yeah, this one right here.
Newman.
How is this? Oh, 22.
Ooh.
That is not a crit, but it is a hit.
Someday I'll crit. And that is 11 damage.
Ow.
Dang, man.
What's her name?
So it doesn't look like that the hit disrupts a ranged attack. So it looks like it still goes off.
Okay.
So it's going to shoot you back. Oh my God. He can't roll above a 5. This poor Kitsune boy is doomed to get murdered.
He's inherited my curse.
Yeah, he tries to shoot you and it doesn't do anything. So he's going to step up and then the hook, he flicks his wrist and the hook closes back up and he swipes at you with the hook for his second attack.
It's all over the place.
Oh no, he misses you again.
10? Come on.
Oh my God. All right. Meanwhile,
I don't even lace up my boots unless you can hit a 19.
All right. So meanwhile, Shelly is going to move and drag Lauren 10 more feet with him.
I was supposed to die in battle.
Lauren, you're up. Now, is there anything that you can do to get up when you're down? I feel like there's something, yeah?
I looked it all up. After a sufficient amount of time has passed and I gain a single like hit point, seconds. I can then wake up.
Oh no, that's going to be a lifetime from now.
Yeah.
Big O, you're up.
All right. So I just kind of realize that I am under the spotlight on the big stage and I give, you know, my trademark hand signal that I have not figured out, but it's really cool. And I do another one of my whirling attacks, my whirling strike.
Do it. You need
so,
it.
Yeah, so you do reflex saves.
All right. This one is for Captain Kitsy. I roll a 4. That's a 16. I think I
you failed. Needed a 17.
I oh. fail. Oh, no. Kitsy's like completely thrown off by how bad. Oh, the other one fails too.
All right. Enjoy some full damage, people.
Folks, this garbage. Is why. This is why I like rolling my dice in front of my players, because then they can't accuse me of like cheating to help them. Like my dice are just not firing.
Did you want one roll for both damage or do you want individual damage?
I think it's one roll for both.
Hey, you said 3 Sam. What do you mean? Why are you taking half? You failed.
Yes, they have hardness is what they
both of them. Called.
Yeah, they're robots.
I'm a robot.
Yeah, you're an android. You're an android. It's not the same.
You're a lesser robot.
Oh,
I wouldn't say lesser, man. If only we guy had some grenades right now.
I know, or a flamethrower.
Yes, pull all the pins and throw Lauren's body at them.
Go ahead, Keith.
I'm going to take a step to the side, and then I'm going to, you know, channel a black hole around myself, hitting all the enemies within a 30-foot range. They get to make a DC 18 fortitude save to avoid being dragged into my black hole.
Oh, no. But where you stood in the open doorway, that hits Shelly, too.
I can choose who I select.
Shelly's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't know why I was thinking. Yeah, that was the point. It was to get all the bad people.
I was trying to commend your big brain play here. Oh, no. Kids here also have trouble.
I'm a dumb dinosaur.
So what happens when Kitsy rolls a natural one?
And that one would probably be a critical fail. They take double damage, so 2d8, and they're pulled 30 feet to me and not.
Oh no, I think Draka critically fails too. I rolled a 4 for a 6.
Holy crap. Yeah, Heroes going to pull this off?
Yep.
Can I live another night?
Shelly rolls a 17.
So that's still a failure. So they take full damage, pulled 15 feet towards me and knock prone.
Oh, so they don't take double damage on a critical fail? They do.
Yeah, they do. That's what I said. The other ones take 2d8, and the one that failed normally takes 1d8.
Gotcha. All right, let's roll.
Roll 2d8. There we go. So, 6 damage, but everybody comes 30 or 15 feet adjacent to me, and they're prone.
All right, so that's going to be... And is that type damage? Is it like bludgeoning or...
Bludgeoning, yep.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's fine. Get over here, Shelly. You're on the floor too.
Yeah, so everybody is knocked prone by this. Big O, what is your reaction when you see your companion just...
Oh, I got a reaction. I got an attack. my reaction is... well, first of all, this cool effect you've got going on there, James. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, that was probably going on all behind me, so I'm getting all ready to start... you know, dishing out some more pain, and just everyone just goes flying, and I guess I'm like, they've opened up a portal to another dimension! We're so screwed!
Keep on swinging, yeah.
So the
leave
fun
the thing, white gate to save yourself!
The fun thing about being prone is that you are off guard.
It's a fun thing.
Off guard puts a -2 penalty to your AC to everybody.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. It is Draka's turn. Draka is on the floor. I guess they take the action to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
From being
Have I done my reaction this turn, or I've lost track of the initiative?
Have not. Can you trigger it off of stand up? I think that's
it's move action.
Yep. Yeah, if you want to hit him, go for it. Slap.
Yeah, I want to. Slap. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, so right. I already deleted the condition, so I'm just going to lower the AC by 2, whatever you
roll. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that was so close. It was almost a 2, but that's a real number. The 19 is a hit.
Face in the dirt, nerd.
Face in the dirt.
Oh, damage.
Oh,
nice. That's a big number. Man, I am killing it with the damage. 11
You're
damage.
Getting him.
You got him. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So much damage. Next round, she stands up. That's her thing. That's her first action. Her second action is that she's been hit, so she is going to use 2 actions to Eldritch Lance the Big O.
Oh no, they've caught on that I'm their threat.
Look, yeah, I was useful. I soaked so much damage.
You really did.
It's an attack, so that's you against my AC.
Yeah, no, I was just looking. It's trying to tell me that my bonus is 0, and that's not true. It's 5. So I'm going to roll this plus 5. Here we go. Oh no, I think I miss you pretty bad.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's not a critical miss, but 13 does not hit a 19.
Yeah, I roll a 13. So that takes both of my actions. So now it is the captain's turn. The captain, why can't you see? The captain is going to stand up from being prone. He did not like being knocked prone by James. It was not a good time. He didn't enjoy it. And then he is going to swipe at James with his hook 2 times. Wait, does he have another ability he can do? Oh, he's gonna do
hit me, you coward.
Yeah, he's gonna hit you. He's no coward. He's a cool guy. He's gonna try to suppress you with his suppressing fire. He learned it from watching you, Dad.
That is a cool guy.
Oh, he's shooting me, dang it.
So can one of those teenagers come in here and give me a stim pack or something? teenagers, we need the cavalry.
So you get you need to make a reflex save, just like they do when or is it a fortitude save, Ryan?
For me?
Yeah, for the close combat ability.
Mine was a reflex save, the whirling strike.
Yeah, whirling strike.
Yeah, so basic reflex.
You need a basic reflex save, James.
Okay, is this a melee attacker?
Kinda. Why do you ask?
Because I have an ability that if I take damage from a melee attack, I trigger.
Yeah. Yeah, this will count for that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure the hit still goes off. So
12. Yeah, that is a fail against his thing. So you are gonna, that is a regular fail, it's not a, but you're gonna take damage. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here you go. Enjoy some damage. It's gonna be 10 points.
Oh, delicious. Right.
And he gets to make a DC 18 reflex or fortitude save rather.
Fortitude save. Oh no.
As I trigger a Nimbus Surge.
How'd I do a 25 do? Wow, I rolled really good on that.
Crushes it. He does not get pushed 5 feet away.
Oh no, you're just gonna throw me around the battlefield.
Yeah, it's gonna waste another attack.
Yeah, so on his turn, Shelly uses one action to stand up. And even though you are a big threat and a problem, he actually just goes back over to Lauren and attempts to use the grapple again to move her.
Stop it!
Let's see how well I do. Oh, I move you a couple squares.
Oh, no.
One, two.
I'm calling it now. If you nat one, you accidentally pull some pins.
is that what you would like to happen?
That's fair.
No, I'd like to shoot my flamethrower at them.
Oh, that's fair. Ryan, you're up.
All right, I'm still within Whirling Strike range, so I'm going to Whirling Strike. Everyone with a reflex save, please.
You got it.
Right? I got it. There we go. There's the dice.
There's the first one. That looks like a pass. Is that a critical?
That is a critical pass.
And critical the other success. One is, I think this one is a fail.
15's a fail, yeah. You needed a 17. So Draka takes some damage.
Oh, no. As you slash her, you cut through her frame, and you think you have disabled her hardness.
But she's still standing and fighting?
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to strike her. And because the other thing's an area of effect, I don't think it map applies, right? So this is just a full-on strike?
I think it still has the attack trait, right?
Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
It'd make your DC lower, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think because it has the attack trait. But the Pain Glaive does not have unwieldy, which means you can do that. I think you're still rolling at map.
Oh, no. It gains the unwieldy when I use Whirling Strike.
So you can't make any more attacks with that weapon. But if you have another weapon, you can use that.
Good to know. Yeah, I've got an Archimeter, but I'd have to draw it.
Oh, yeah. And the Pain
Glaive. Only I wasn't. Only I had a bite. So.
If only you had a bite. The faceplate opens up.
Yeah, I don't even have a mouth. What am I talking about? A bite? Don't know what to do with my last action, so I'm just going to sit this one out.
All right, you're up, Keith. Draka's arm hardness has been shattered. She is now taking more damage.
Oh, well, that's great, because I'm going to give her the teeth. Let's go. Oh, that 20 would give too. That's okay. We're still giving the teeth.
You get a mouthful of metal.
You gave her the gums.
An 18 is a hit.
Yeah, take that. Look, you don't always get it great the first time.
She takes all of it.
And third attack, I'm just trying to do the whole thing. Oh, come Hail on, Mary. Flip over. It's so close to a 20.
It's her turn. She's going to give you the teeth back.
That's all right. We have proven she's not good at biting me.
She's going to try, though. No, that's a miss.
Come on, hit me so I can do a reaction.
21.
That'll hit me.
Here's some damage.
How far? Ooh, 8 damage on a d4.
I'm still here. Give me a DC 18 fortitude save.
I don't know if I can roll that high. That's a critical fail.
Ooh.
All right. Well, there's no critical failure on it. You just get pushed 5 feet away from me.
Which direction? Just straight back?
Oh, yeah, away.
Look, you guys are clearly on a different level two than I was. Crazy.
Your mistake was making a Viking.
So if they have
reached, was forced. No.
So if they have reach, this doesn't matter. But if they don't have reach, get trolled.
This doesn't seem to have reach. It's had to move up to bite you. How much damage did it take from that?
None.
Oh, you just push it away.
Yep. Get back.
Yeah, it steps back up for its last
attack. Wait, what? No, it moved up to attack bit and now moved up again.
No, moved up. Yeah, moved attack bit. Yeah, three. Moved attack. Moved a bit. Moved.
Yep, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you want to end there, I'm a better fighter than you.
You are unquestionably a better fighter than it. It's going to take its cannon, and it's going to try to... Actually, no, it remembers from last time. It's going to it was one action to a 5 foot step up to Ryan, and then it's going to use its hook on Ryan, its second action. Oh no! Ryan! No. Are you
crit? That is... No, it's not a crit, because I have a 19. That 28 is a heavy hit.
All right, you take 10 points of damage, and then it tries
wow.
a second one and misses right. terribly.
Okay, good. That is a critical miss.
Hang in there, guys.
Shelly, we're up.
I'm trying.
Shelly is up. Shelly is going to try to move you again.
Probably deal with Shelly.
One, just the one,
it's though. Eating Lauren.
It's trying.
Yeah. I feel like we're in trouble, too.
You are up.
I'm up, all right. Whirling Strike's been doing pretty well for me. Yeah, all right. I'll Whirling Strike again. Give me some basic reflex saves.
Uh-oh. That's I'm in danger.
Yes,
that's
good.
All right, reflex saving throw. Oh no, not Captain Kutsy.
13's a fail.
That's a, well, so it's an automatic critical failure because I failed on a one.
No, you're not one to.
Yeah,
nice.
And I think the other one fails too. Is that a crit?
Also fail a fail, or... not a crit fail.
Okay, so Captain Kutsy takes a critical failure. That one takes a failure.
All right.
Well, basically, you swing your pain glaive around and you catch him right in the side. And as you hit him, you drill away straight into his body and his hardness goes away.
Nice. Now you're saying his hardness goes away. What's happening? Are they shedding bulk or?
No, you have cut through so much of his body that like the armored plating is gone and you're getting to like the soft animatronic sensitive robotic bits underneath that aren't designed to be pain glaived by a chainsaw on a stick.
I mean, that makes sense.
Draka takes a huge chunk of damage and like she starts glitching and I want to play the drums. Keith is up.
You've played your last drum, Draka.
Yeah, as he says that I try to bite it. Let's go. Enervate it by Big O. 21 hit.
Oh my gosh, that is a super hit. Not a crit, just a hit that should make you feel better.
A regular super hit. 5 damage.
Tell me what happens when you reduce Draka to 0 hit points.
I bite it right in the neck and stand over top of it, the better dinosaur.
It just falls over, its robotic limbs spasming.
And then I step over and I bite this guy.
Oh my gosh. Well, and... now you're flanking, so he is off guard, I believe.
Have we not been flanking this whole time?
No, you've been you've had like people. So that is a hit.
It'd be higher with the off guard, but whatever. Here we go.
Well, off guard penalizes him by 2. I guess you're correct. Your roll is even better.
Rolling low on those damages.
I'm doing my best.
No, you're doing amazing.
My mouth hurts. I've been biting robots. My mouth hurts.
You like bite it, him and even.
You bite him and tear the tail off as he goes. Next up is him.
Kitsune. He's probably got plenty more where they came from.
He only had the one. He was he ain't special.
He's an older model.
He's really an old. You know what's sad? He also has punitive strike, but neither of you two have tried to shoot him in range. So he's going to swipe at James with his hook. Oh, actually, no, he can do the area thing just like Ryan can. Area attack. That's my thing. Whirling swipey thing. Wait, do I have that one? I want to say, yeah, I have close combat. Yeah, so whirly swipey thing, go. Yeah, go ahead and make me your reflex saves, correct?
I will, but just because you have close quarters doesn't mean you've got whirling strike.
No, I thought that was part of the close quarters ability.
No, that was a class feature, feat.
Oh, then no, I don't have that. Never mind.
Yes,
don't
you stop making me feel less special.
Don't start with me, Ryan. Start with me.
He swipes at Ryan and rolls a natural 1.
Oh, well then, you suck.
He swipes at James and rolls a 10.
Wow. Man,
he's taking all this criticism from you two really hard for like a non-sapient animatronic robot.
You know, every time it pops up, you've got this deadly D12 that's just mocking him for his misses.
Right? Oh, he's rolled so bad. I'm glad you acknowledge that because it's the last acknowledgement he's going to get because it's your turn.
All right, well, no point in Whirling Strike anymore. Just Pain Glaive.
Just pay no attention to these athletics rolls. Just don't pay attention to them. It's fine.
Okay, I won't. That's a 20? That is a 20.
That is a hit.
This for 5 damage.
He looks like he could not take that again. Like, you have cracked through his frame. The costume mascot thing that's on it is completely ripped off, and he's just like a naked robot saying, "Yar, hey, pirates, Lythor!" Your turn.
Yeah, more like a pirate's death for you.
Oh,
second attack, 20.
That's a hit. That's a hit.
I 7 damage.
Tell me what happens when you slay the Kitsune animatronic.
All right, I slice him in two, and just like the sparks fly, the bits fall, and I'm now just facing Keith because he was flanking on the other side. And I point at Keith and say, "You better not have a taste for metal."
Your face suddenly flashes with a number one that appears on it.
That was a gladiator.
Wow, they make them in all varieties now. 5, 10, 15, 20. I get to there, and I'm going to. I probably could have done that from the start. Yeah, I'm gonna instead do Stellar Rush.
Oh no!
Oh, thank you.
So I get to go 30 feet. I get to stride twice, and then when I finish my strides, enemy within 15 feet must attempt a Fortitude save or get pulled direct. But I don't care about that. I just want to get adjacent. So I head up there, and then I try to take a bite out of crime. Kidnapping is not good when I don't do it.
Do it. Oh my gosh. See, I feel like all the high rolls are on your side of the algorithm and all the low rolls are... Don't, oh my gosh!
Don't.
Max damage.
You and I were both team low rolls, Alex. Come on.
Right. Man, I needed our special guest here so that you two could have had the bad rolls and I would have the great rolls. Yeah, he takes that damage and he like whirls around to look at you and snarls.
Wrong.
And he scampers off. Do you have an attack of opportunity or anything?
No, but if he tries to punch me, I can push him 5 feet. Like a hero.
1, 2, 3. And you hear him jump into a vent and crawl away, leaving Lauren's body unconscious on the ground. You have successfully rescued Lauren. And for now, the combat is over.
I'm gonna drag her back, and I just want to show off my athletic skill because I'm very good at it.
It's a minimum of 10 minutes before I can come to.
27.
I'm very good at athletics. we did really good, right?
Yeah, the three of us make a real good pair.
Yeah. What?
That's you know, good. It took me a moment to get on.
I think you got a concussion. I don't think we're getting paid.
No, we destroyed all the robots we were supposed to protect. We didn't kill a single teenager.
Yeah, she got some grenades on her. I'm sure we can hawk some of those if we don't let her die here. Also, probably take over these parts. Yeah, she wasn't dead the whole time. That's what I was saying.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you want to just drag these animatronics out?
I've got a flamethrower on a strap. Like, you know, you can just burn the place down.
I mean, that's a crime, all right? This is self-defense. Oh, look,
these grenades are expensive, all right? Don't waste them.
No, look, that's a life debt, okay? That's how we get paid.
That's fair. We'll give
the grenades to her daughter.
So, what do you think about taking these animatronics and scrapping them?
You're going to mail my daughter a bomb?
What you would have wanted.
Yeah, you can take you can remove Foxy's arm to get Kitsy's arm to get a stellar cannon, and Draka has a boom pistol on them, and so does the other robot that you scrap. So there's other, that's not including the metal.
Oh, I mean, I do want the metal too. Metal counts. Listen, we're definitely not getting paid.
Yeah, all right, so let's just put all this scrap into my truck, or whatever I arrived in,
yeah.
So, and put it on a bus.
So you go to pick up the robot, and as you look down, you see that the metal and the is starting to quickly, like, the first thing you notice is the oil. It's, like, bubbling. You ever seen that, like, that ferrous iron stuff where, like, it's the liquid and you put the magnet over and it, like,
burns? That stuff's so cool.
Yeah.
You the look ferrofluid.
And you see the ferrofluid oil start moving up towards them, and it looks like the wires and the frames are quickly repairing themselves. And even the ripped mascot is, like, you hear the sounds of it stitching itself back together. You think that if you're not careful, they're going to get back up and try to murder you again.
Wait, if we're not careful? Like, if we leave them alone, they're not going to do that?
No, they'll probably do it even if you leave them alone.
Yeah, that's what... Okay, so...
Why don't we just take the weapons and skedaddle?
This looks like magic BS.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Please bring me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
I wanted to die in battle, being left to whatever that thing wanted to do. That ain't it.
But, I pick you up in a fireman's carry, but then in instinct, I like toss you. Nearly took out my headphones.
And so our intrepid heroes managed to escape the horrors of Shelley's. But Shelley remains ready to take the lives of any who wander too deep into her dominion. And that is the end of the adventure. How did you, what did you think?
I was promised four more nights.
I said one shot at Shelley's.
Oh, no, that's true. You did. All right, I take it back.
It was in the title.
There is a second adventure, though. Like resting up and waiting till morning when the little fella comes back and jumping him.
Yeah. We're getting paid. So what I'm hearing is that you like this game enough to want a second shot at Shelley's.
You know what? If it happened, I'd be there. I really enjoyed Big O.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun with the Starfinder playtest, and I like this character, even though I didn't get to do anything.
Oh, no. Oh,
drink
man,
beers
Lord.
And a smoke. That's what I got to do.
Got shot.
So you got shot out of combat.
So tell me, I'm going to start with James and then go across with Ryan and then end with Lauren. Tell me one thing that you liked about the Starfinder playtest rules, and one thing that if you could change anything about it that we did tonight, what would you change?
The overall rules, I don't know about overall rules, but definitely for the Solarian, the felt like I always had something I could do in combat, even if it was crowd control, which is good. That's not something you often get. I still am not a huge fan of the crit system.
I felt like I built all these guys from scratch, and I used the Pathfinder second edition rules for like putting them together, but it felt like the roll you needed to crit them was almost always a 20. It felt like they were able to crit you much more easily than you could crit them.
That's Pathfinder second edition.
And getting crit doesn't feel good because it's just like, oh, you're having a bad time. What if you didn't get to have a time?
What if you had a worse time?
Yeah. So that's
second edition is very deadly.
Yeah, but it's like everything felt at a good pace until that happened. Then it's like, it's not, oh, I have to take this seriously because I can adjust my tactics. It's, oh, sometimes you just explode.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me one thing you liked and one thing you wish that you could change, Ryan.
So wish I could change is that I did feel pretty repetitive in combat. I really was just doing either the whirling swipe or a regular attack. And I don't think I used my third action for much in any round. It always felt like I was just doing either the one thing or two attacks, and like I guess I could have tried more third attacks, but really they weren't doing
anything. Help action, the one action to help,
yeah,
to aid,
yeah,
right about that.
So and what you're saying, I should have been aiding here.
Yeah, that's true. The same thing.
Well, it also, and I used pin down, like I used a whole class feat for something I already
grenades are one
baked
action.
Into it. I probably should have bought some grenades. So yeah, I think another look at this character sheet and another trip to the store, I probably would have had a more versatile character than I did. But anyway, despite my one complaint, I had a lot of fun playing the character. I loved the setting. I always loved like Starfinder's ability to be gonzo and still like make sense, and like you can can encounter anything and it works in this world, and nothing feels out of place.
I think the setting is one of Starfinder's strongest bits too. I agree. Lauren, you're up.
Well, I had a great time, and this really makes me excited for the eventual No Direction Starfinder Second Edition podcast, which I'm definitely calling shotgun on. This was great, and I loved this character. I wish I got to do more of it, but my positive feedback for this playtest is that I really love the way weapons have this area effect attack. It gives marshals almost like a spell, you know? Like, I don't think I can hit. Let's make them do a reflex. Or there's even some weapons where it uses fortitude instead. And I think that's cool to give marshals these choices. And the area where I'd like to see some improvement is the exact same. While I was poring over weapons to give to this character, all the things I wanted just were weirdly bad. Like, I've got martial weapon proficiency, but a lot of the martial weapons just feel like worse versions of the simple weapons. It's to the point where Yeah, I played, like, I picked a character who is from, like, a naval breaching party, right? So I wanted to get the breaching gun. It's a martial weapon. It's terrible. I don't know why anyone would ever bring that thing. It doesn't do anything well. And the simple weapon version, the breaching cannon, or the reaction cannon is what it's called, is just head over heels better. It's just, it, go look at those two specifically, you know, to see what I'm talking about. It's my, but I'm guessing that maybe they did an oopsie. Maybe they're supposed to be switched. Maybe the simple weapon version is supposed to be in the other one. Reaction breacher instead of breaching gun. They probably just got the names backwards. I don't know, but the breaching gun's horrible and the reaction cannon's amazing. So.
Yeah. So I had similar thoughts when I was looking through the armor, because it really just felt like I had five medium armor choices and one of them was clearly the one, no matter what my build was, that was the best one to take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Starfinder, give me an SMG for the love of God. Starfinder, why do you refuse to let me have a one-handed gun with automatic? I don't know why you won't let me have that.
That exists in Starfinder 1E.
Yeah.
When? Because when I got an armory book and we didn't have it, it must have been later.
It was like, I think, Pack Worlds.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely later. Yeah. Well, overall, I thought this was fun, and I think the feedback was good. What do you think? Is actual play something we should do more of?
Yes. We'll make some plans off mic, but I think that there is a future for this on the network.
I'd love it.
I think silly one-shots are fun. I like them.
I wouldn't have played this character on a long-term campaign, but I'm glad I finally got to play him in a one-shot.
Yeah, well, Sheppy's in chat saying yes, please.
Thanks, Sheppy. There we go.
Based on what he said in chat, I think he was missing Lauren's antics.
I was going to say, Sheppy, tell them that they have to bring me on the next one. Save my place.
You got it. All right, so speaking about next time, next month is our Thanksgiving episode for, we're doing another one-shot with a different group of No Directioneers. And then after that, James and I are going to do our big, like, Starfinder 2E after we've gotten to play and try it out episode. So don't forget, keep coming back for more No Directions coverage on Starfinder 2nd Edition. We love to have you, and we love putting on these performances with you. Closing thoughts, does anybody have any shout-outs they want to do? Let's start out with James.
No.
Brian.
The usual.
Yeah. If you want to know where to find us, nodirectionpodcast.com. Click our Discord button. We're awesome. We would love to have you. Lauren, do you have any shout outs?
I don't know. We could be Steam friends. We play video games together. I'm kind of a layabout these days, but I'm damn good at Helldivers.
Heck yeah. All right. So with no other shout outs to make, until next time, go beyond with No Direction.